Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy to have you with us today, and I trust you're doing well. Wow. Do we have a lot going on today? And we're going to get to all of it, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, want to welcome our brand new listeners in West Tennessee. We have a brand new affiliate, and it's always exciting when we add another station. We're knocking on the door of 150 radio stations that carry this program border to border, coast to coast. And our newest affiliate, WTJS 93.1 Super Talk in West Tennessee. So welcome to all of our brand new listeners across West Tennessee. That's the Jackson, Tennessee area. And if I remember my music history, it is also the birthplace of rockabilly. So there's a big Rockabilly Hall of Fame in downtown, and they do all sorts of great stuff over there in the Jackson, Tennessee area. Also home to Union University. So here's the deal. If you are listening to us right now on WTJS 93.1 Super Talk and you get on the air today, we're going to give you a Todd Starnes radio show prize package. And I can tell you it is very, very nice. So all you have to do is give us a call, 844-747-8868. Again, that is a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. All right. Well, we got to talk about Fox News. And the attacks on Tucker Carlson are getting uglier. And it's interesting because Megyn Kelly warned us that they were out for blood, that blood was in the water when it came to Fox News and Tucker Carlson. And the powers at be at Fox wanted to destroy Tucker Carlson. So Megyn Kelly and Brett Favre, among others, are now calling for a boycott of Fox News Channel. But there's a lot of shenanigans happening behind the scenes, and I've been talking to friends that I have at Fox. I was there for 14 years, loved every year, except for the last, I would say, year and a half, 2 years. And it was very noticeable that there was a change there. So anyway, Tucker Carlson was talking about all of this, and here's how sleazy these people are. And this is a lesson. So any young people out there, maybe you're in college right now and you're studying to be a broadcaster or a radio host, what you may not know is that even if you're not on the air, people are still recording you. They are still filming you. And that's what's been happening at Fox News, where they were secretly filming and taping Tucker Carlson, and now they're releasing these little snippets. So what Tucker thought to be private conversations, in fact, have now been leaked. And I know that Fox is blaming Mediaite and they're blaming Dominion, but these leaks came from one place, ladies and gentlemen, and that would be 1211 6th Avenue, Avenue of the Americas, the headquarters of Fox News Channel. But here's the great irony. Every time they release text messages from Tucker or these videos, it's as if Tucker's popularity just increases, because everything he's saying, even the stuff behind closed doors, even the stuff that he thinks is private, he is spot on accurate. So this is some audio of Tucker Carlson ranting about the leftist infiltration at Fox News. Take a listen.
I did. I talked to her at great length. It was actually pretty funny. I said, you know,
they're doing makeup.
Oh, I said, she tried to get, I was like, she's got a lot of liberals working over there. And, you know, they see this as war. And we're the main force on the other side. And, like, that's crazy. If you've got pronouns in your Twitter bio, you shouldn't work here. because we can't trust you because you're on the other side. And she goes, well, who? And I said, I'm not going to name names because I don't know who did it. And I'm definitely not going to cast aspersions on someone unfairly. Just because you're liberal doesn't mean you did this. It does mean you shouldn't work here. And Roger would never put up with this. Why would you do that? Do you know what I mean? They see this as war. It's like, I'm an actual liberal. Like, I'm totally fine being like, our makeup artist is like a screaming lefty. No, but I'm not that way. It's, you know, but they are that way. And I said, I'm not ashamed of anything I said.
You now look like you recently had COVID.
I did.
You look fresh-faced and healthy.
But do you know what I mean, Justin? If you've got like that horrible guy who was just horrible, who was Judge Jeanine's guy. I couldn't. Yeah, that guy is like a screaming left-wing lunatic. Why does he work here? What? He totally d- over his anchor, and then we expect he's not going to d- over the network. Like, I don't have specific information on it, but I would. It's just. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, exactly. It's like I'm always telling. I'm telling my children, like, you know what the truth is. You can feel it. Don't lie to yourself.
You were in here.
There you go. So that was a conversation. Tucker was on the set. It was right before they did the whole TV show, and you had the makeup artist, and she's giving him a little touch up. You heard the brushing there. They had the little roller, the lint roller, and they were trying to get all of that off of his suit. And he's having a private conversation. But ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, Fox News meant for this to hurt him. But I don't think it does, because what Tucker said is absolutely true. There is not just an infiltration. There is an infestation of liberals at Fox News. I'm telling you, within 5 years, I think the network is gone. I just don't believe they can sustain what they are doing. And the reason why is they've just hired so many raging leftists. I'll give you a great example. So, about 5 years. No, it was about 4 or 5 years ago. They called me and they said, we're giving you an assistant. And I'm like, thank goodness. And so I recommended someone who would have been perfect, a rock solid conservative, a good Christian, believed in the vision of the network. And they called me in and they said, no, that person is not good for you. We don't believe that person is qualified to be your assistant. Here's your assistant. And my assistant turned out to be a raging leftist. I mean, raging. And I always felt like the assistant was trying to goad me into saying something, right? And it was trying to catch me off guard. And the assistant, and I don't want to say much, but the assistant lived in New Jersey and claimed to have relatives in the southern states. So just about every day, the assistant would come by and say, ooh, Todd, I love fried chicken and collard greens. Do you love fried chicken and collard greens, Todd? And I thought to myself, what a peculiar question to ask your boss. And I thought to myself, and this was, I don't know if this was God intervening, but it was as if Almighty God said, do not answer that question. Do not answer. It is a trap. Because sure enough, had I said, you know, I love fried chicken and collard greens, she would accuse me of being a racist, and I would have been just booted right out of the building. And you would have seen the headline, Starnes racist. Tells assistant to get him fried chicken and collard greens. But I was on to him at that point. I was on to him. But that's what Tucker's talking about. And I know for the outside viewer, I think a lot of people now are starting to get it. But here's the great concern. Fox News at its zenith was a very important voice and a blowtorch for conservatives, because you were getting news and information you would not be getting anywhere else. And so Fox wants to destroy all of that. And that's why they're trying to destroy Tucker Carlson. So I don't know about you. I have stopped watching Fox. I no longer watch it. I'm curious about you. Have you canceled? You know, Megyn Kelly, others are calling for a boycott. Would you go that far? Would you join a boycott of Fox News? And if it's not Fox, where do you go? Newsmax, One America News, where do you go? Daily Wire? Let's go to Cheryl in Jefferson, Georgia. Cheryl, what say you?
Hey, Todd, I want to comment on Fox News, this whole thing you're talking about. I was a Fox News junkie for years. My kids put that on about me and when in the mom space they put Fox News. I turned it off, my husband and I, the day we said he was fired and have not turned it back on and will not. And I'm going to look up the 40 blue chip advertisers that have come back, and I will not purchase their products either. But here's my thing with Tucker. They're doing the same dang thing to Tucker as they are to Trump. And people who know and who are staunch conservatives, it doesn't matter what they say or do, we'll still support Tucker. And on these videos, I kept thinking, what are they talking about? This is nothing. Nothing. So he will continue to get the support just like Trump is.
Cheryl, I can...
And wherever he...
Yeah, Cheryl, look, I hear you on that, and I hope he goes to Newsmax, because I believe Newsmax has the platform they need to take on Fox one-on-one, and I think Newsmax wins at the end of the day. I really do.
Well, and that's who we've had on. That's who we have on all the time.
All right, Cheryl, appreciate that call, and good for you, and I suspect others feel very similar to that, but again, Cheryl raises a great point. They're doing to Tucker what they already did to Donald Trump. And by the way, Trump, we're going to be talking about this with Laura Trump. Trump getting ready for this big debate Thursday, not on Fox News, but on CNN. And he's doing that to stick it to the people over at Fox. That's what's going on there. So look, we're going to take a quick break. We will open up the phone lines. And again, our callers from WTJS in West Tennessee, if you're listening to us on Super Talk, you're going to win a great Todd Stern Show prize package. Just our way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, it was Asian Day at the White House yesterday. I don't know if they served the egg rolls. I'm sorry, Dylan. Probably the little cocktail weenies. No, that's for Pride Month. That's coming up next month. So they'll have the little cocktail weenies with the wrapped in bacon. Delicious, from what I understand. Anyway, yesterday, they had big Asian American Day, and President Biden getting up there, and somebody forgot. You know, there's somebody on staff, and their job is to insert the drugs, the meds, into the porridge so that Biden is able to function at least for a couple of hours out of the day. I don't know if that person was on summer vacay, or maybe it's an intern and, you know, the intern's left and they've got a new batch coming in. Somebody forgot. That's the bottom line here. Somebody forgot to put the meds into Biden's porridge. So he gets up there and he's praising groundbreaking Asian Americans like Hong Kong Phooey and that's a great cartoon though. Like Vera Wang and Joe. I'm just going to let the president take it from here.
I honored a group of trailblazing artists with national medals of arts and humanities. The group included groundbreaking Asian Americans like Vera Wang and Joan Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga Kawawa. I think I pronounced it correctly. She can call me Joe Biden.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Yeah, so if he got Vera Wang's name right, but he messed up on Joan Koala Bear's name. So there you go. Good luck next time, Mr. President. Good luck next time. Holy cow. All right. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Johnny in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hey, Johnny, what's up?
Hello, Todd. How you doing?
Pretty good, Johnny. Hope you are as well.
Oh, yeah. I think Tucker Carlson would fit in good over at Newsflash, the TIFF, because of everybody over there just like him that got diarrhea of the mouth. But anyway...
Whoa. What do you mean by diarrhea of the mouth? I mean, that is a terrible malady.
Over at Newsflash, they have... what happened to your CNN promotion button? Did it go away when Trump... speak over there?
No. I'm sure we have it around here somewhere. You mean you're talking about what Judge Joe Brown said about CNN?
The disgrace, Judge Joe Brown, not Judge Joe Brown.
Well, no, he is a judge. But I want to get back to the diarrhea of the mouth. What are you referring to, Johnny?
Newsmax, everybody. I got one for you. CNN, the most prolific Caucasian nut network. And you got permission to use that one, okay?
Hold on. I'm writing this down. Say this again. CNN,
the prolific Caucasian nut network. And you got permission to use that whenever, you know, you talk about CNN, you know. You have my permission to use it because, now that Trump's going over there, you in favor for him. You used to talk about him.
What are you talking about, Johnny? I'm still trying to get you to under. I'd love for you to explain diarrhea. Now, CNN, I don't think they suffer from diarrhea. I think they're constipated.
No, News laxative.
Oh, News Max. All right, I see. So you think News Max has diarrhea?
News laxative. It ain't News Max.
Oh, News lax. I see what you did there, Johnny.
Yeah, because everybody over there just like the card.
Do you have a show down at the Comedy Barn over in, you know, Pigeon Forge?
No, I don't have a show. I would like to come on your show, though, and do a little comedy for us liberals, you know.
You're on right now, and it's a knee slapper, Johnny. I'll tell you that much. It's... All right.
But anyway, Todd, you have a wonderful day. Good. Thank you for letting me get on your show.
All right.
I really appreciate it. Glad
to do it, Johnny. No, we love everybody coming on the program, even liberals. You see, now here's the difference, ladies and gentlemen. This is a great lesson. There are leftists and there are liberals. Now, the leftists, you cannot invite a leftist to your home for barbecue. Johnny, you can invite someone like Johnny because he's a liberal, which means that he's a patriot. You may not agree with Johnny. I mean, he's clearly on the left on a lot of the issues, but at least you're able to fellowship with Johnny. Right? But you can't do that with the leftists because while you're chopping up the onions for the hot dogs and the hamburgers, they're going to take the knife and they will stab you and kill you dead. That's why you can't invite the leftists over. They're very ill-tempered people. They really are. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number today. That's 844-747-8868. Where did we get the Chinese gong from, Dylan? Jeez-a-loo.
It's good old YouTube, Todd.
All right. Well, we didn't have to pay for it, I hope.
Actually, we did.
Jeez, oh, Lou. All right, folks, coming up, we're going to be talking about the transgender crowd. Man, are they getting ugly? More threats and a YMCA that now says grown men should have the right to frolic around butt naked next to your daughter. We're going to get into that story. Plus your calls as well. And by the way, ToddStearns.com, great landing page for all of our new listeners in West Tennessee on Super Talk WTJS. Be sure to go check that out. You can download our free newsletter, also our free podcast. So if you miss anything, you can go back and listen. We'll be right back.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS. And use the promo code STARNS or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code STARNS.
I must say, I am really surprised by this story coming out of Georgia Tech, the Georgia Institute of Technology, for you people in Georgia. And it's the other school. And, you know, it's interesting, in Georgia, you're either a Georgia Bulldog fan, and then there are the Georgia Tech fans. And I would say that a majority of the state's probably Bulldog fans, if I was a betting man. So anyway, you know how it is with these high school or these college graduations. The whole point of it, and I've had to do a couple of these, and someone gave me good advice. They said, Starnes, keep it short and pithy, because you are the only thing standing between that person and their diploma and binge drinking. So keep it short. And I have. Every graduation speech I've delivered, it's been very, very short, like well under 10 minutes. And people always seem to appreciate it. But by and large, most of these public schools, they go out there and they find the most leftist people to give the commencement addresses. Very rarely are you going to get a conservative. So Georgia Tech goes out, and not only do they get a conservative, they get a really good guy. His name is Harrison Butker, 2-time Super Bowl winning kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, great football team. And he is a graduate. He's an alum. So he was invited back home to deliver the commencement address. This guy is 27 years old. And I want you to hear what he said to these young people. By the way, he's married. He's got 2 kids. He's a devout Catholic. And here's the shocking message he delivered to the graduates at Georgia Tech.
I am someone not much older than all of you, yet I've been asked to speak, not because I am a great orator, or because I have a number of impressive accolades. Well, I guess I do have 2 Super Bowl rings. I just happen to be blessed by God to be really good at kicking a funny-shaped ball between 2 yellow posts. So as someone who is not paid to speak for a living, I'm about to pop off some hard truths. I don't care if you have a successful career. I don't care if you have a big bank account or you fly private. Many of you in this crowd will achieve these things. Some of you maybe already have. But in the end, no matter how much money you attain, none of it will matter if you are alone and devoid of purpose. As someone raised in a family of overachievers, success was expected. And as a young man, I found happiness in being celebrated for my worldly achievements. My inner desire to be celebrated manifested academically through long hours of studying and, of course, riding the curve. That desire was pushed further by the many successes I attained playing here on the flats. All of you are here today because you are smart, capable, and hardworking people. But if we're being honest, the world is filled with miserable, smart, capable, and hardworking people. There are too many examples to list of people who have achieved great worldly success and fleeting happiness, but in the end are unfulfilled. Now, don't get me wrong, I want you to be successful. But this isn't so much about your career as it is using your talents, being your best, fulfilling the potential you were created for. It is said, what's done in the darkness will be brought to the light. This is a powerful reminder to us all that our actions matter. whether they're seen or not. Some of the most important people who have ever lived remain unknown, and their stories have yet to be told. But they still used their God-given talents to do great things and change the world. What a profound example to be motivated by our purpose rather than the current spotlight of the world. For many of you, your academic careers are coming to an end. For some, this is just one of many milestones. Either way, it is important to use today as an opportunity to take stock of your mission. Our culture is suffering. We all see it. It doesn't matter which political persuasion you sit on or whether you are a person of deep faith or not. Anyone with eyes can see that something is off. Studies have shown one of the many negative effects of the pandemic is that a lot of young adults feel a sense of loneliness, anxiety, and depression, despite technology that has connected us more than ever before. It would seem the more connected people are to one another, the more they feel alone. I'm not sure the root of this, but at least I can offer one controversial antidote that I believe will have a lasting impact for generations to come. Get married and start a family. Wow. I will say this is the most important ring I have right here. Having kicked the game-winning field goal in both the AFC Championship and the Super Bowl, I have received a great deal of praise for these successes. They just announced that this Super Bowl was the most watched football game of all time, and yet all of this happiness is temporary. And the truth is, none of these accomplishments mean anything compared to the happiness I have found in my marriage and in starting a family. My confidence as a husband and father, and yes, even as a football player, is rooted in my marriage with my wife, as we leave our mark on future generations by the children we bring into the world. How much greater of a legacy can anyone leave than that? Sadly, we are encouraged to live our lives for ourselves, to move from one thing to another with no long-term commitment, to have loyalty for nothing but ourselves and sacrifice only when it suits our own interests. This loneliness is rooted in the lies being sold about self-dependence and prioritizing our career over important relationships.
And there you go. And it was a great graduation address. I will say this, that was some pretty darn good advice that this guy gave. I guarantee you, no one at that university, not a single professor, would have come up with that. And that is the pathway to success, ladies and gentlemen. And clearly this young man was raised right and his parents instilled values into him. But I'm curious to know, what would your advice be to the graduates of 2023? Not just the college grads, but also the high school grads. What advice would you give them? I mean, our audience, you guys are living your lives. You have experienced successes and failures. What sort of advice would you give to the graduating class of 2023? But I think this is pretty spectacular. Get a job, get a house, get married, have kids, have babies. Live your life. But, you know, he did say something that really resonated. There is something about Generation Z. And it's this, maybe it's because of the pandemic, I don't know. But it's hard to get Gen Z to settle down, right? And we've heard this complaint from a lot of business owners, a lot of restaurant owners. It's just hard to find good workers. It's hard to get people to commit. And I'm curious to know from you what advice you would give to those kids that are graduating, going out into the workforce, going to college, getting ready to start that next chapter of their life. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. May I tell you about our friends at Patriot Mobile? They are doing some incredible work for this country. They're America's only Christian and conservative wireless carrier. And folks, they are doing some great work out there. You know, a lot of the liberal companies that provide wireless service, They're taking that money and they are endorsing and supporting causes that are contrary to our values. But Patriot Mobile, they're standing up for faith and for freedom, for life, and they have an incredible wireless service. So if you'd like information, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. For listeners of the Todd Starnes radio program, they're going to have some special deals just for you. Got to use my promo code Todd. That's promo code Todd. They're going to give you free premier activation. They're going to hook you up with a free gift. And if you're a veteran or a first responder, they're going to give you an even larger discount. Again, that website, patriotmobile.com/Todd. We'll be right back. Moms, dads, grandmothers, grandfathers, faculty, welcome to graduation 2023. Now, that's really not how I do it. I'm like, how y'all doing? All right, let's go to the phones here. A lot of you folks wanting to offer graduation advice, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Joe in North Carolina. Hi, Joe. What's your advice?
Well, good afternoon. And first of all, thank you for filling in the big shoes that Rush left. You're filling in a big hole there that the United States of America really needs a voice like yours in.
Well, you're kind to say that, Joe. I don't think anybody can replace El Rushbo, but we have a good time talking about him here on this program.
Well, you're doing the best that you can, and so far it's pretty cotton picking good.
Well, thank you.
So, the thing that I told my daughter, who is 18 and she's graduating in just a couple of weeks, is, and I've told her this in the past, and you have to think about it, and you can't just fly off half cocked. Find something that you can make money at that you enjoy doing. In other words, if you can find a hobby that will pay you money to do it, you will never work a day in your life. That's me. I fix electronics, mostly two-way radios and CB radios and things like that for all the truck drivers in the United States. And a lot of people do that as a hobby. Well, I get paid to do it. And I'm happy to get up and go to work every day. I love it. And my wife doesn't understand, but she's kind of getting the hang of it now. But here's the tricky part. Nowadays, with all the games and things like that people can play on their phones, I really enjoy doing that, and it's a really cool hobby. But it's difficult to make money, so you have to pick something that's actually going to pay bills, because when you get out of college, and sometimes even before you get out of college, you will have to generate income to pay bills. Doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but that's the bottom line. Find something that you enjoy doing, like a hobby, that you can get paid at.
I like that. That's great advice. And that's what, that's what I did. My dad, when I was in high school, my dad made me work with him. He's an electrician and had his own little company. It was a small company. And I went with him one day and nearly electrocuted my dad first day out on the job. So he fired me and told me, better get a good education. So I did, having a good time. Haven't electrocuted anybody lately. So
can I ask you about something else?
Sure.
All right. This has to do with what's been happening with our media and Tucker. And I don't know what kind of contract that he has and what hasn't been closed as far as that contract, that exit contract is concerned. But wouldn't it be really, really cool if we could get Tucker along with Glenn Beck, along with Bill O'Reilly, and somebody to take a baseball bat and knock Sean upside the head, get him out of New York, have all of those people on the same network. Maybe it's Newsmax. Maybe it's something they create on their own, and wouldn't it be nice to have all of them together on one network again?
I think it would be a terrific idea, and I think if anybody has the ability, and really you need the platform, and Newsmax has that platform that they could do something like that. But you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. And so the question is, where would you find that money? And, you know, how quickly could you assemble that A-team? Because that's the big challenge with Newsmax right now. They need a star. They need a superstar they can build the rest of the network around. And when you're doing radio, for example, you need a good, strong show in the afternoon, and you need a very strong show in the morning to kick your day off. And that's what Roger Ailes did at Fox, and that's why he knew that Fox and Friends was so important to what was going to happen later, you know, in the day on Fox News. So, yeah, I think that's a great idea, Joe. Really do.
I'll call Sean. I know he's got the money. I'll call him and see if I can't convince him to front it.
Do that, yeah. He can sell a few houses. He's got real estate on the side, so.
He's got money on the side. He's got money he hadn't even folded.
He's not. What is he going to do with it? He can't take it with him. So, I like
exactly.
that.
Thank you.
All right,
Joe. Thank you for what you do, buddy.
All right. Appreciate that. Good call. Let's go to Larry in Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. All right, Larry, what advice do you want to give to the youngsters?
Hey, Todd. Enjoy what everybody's saying. We're leaving out one thing. It's the knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. See, man is made up of spirit, soul, body, and mind. And if we don't put God in, at the top, as far as his spirit, it's going to control, the evil is going to control the other, the mental, the emotional, and the physical. So I would encourage them, yes, what these people are saying is great, but don't leave out God. God is the one that directs us, because we cry out for our soul does. So the Spirit of God should be at the head of all of it. That's what I advise my kids. They didn't do exactly what I said, and now my grandkids, now great-grandkids, but we've got to put God in there. All this other stuff is good, but you're still missing something, and that's what the soul's crying out for, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Larry, it is great advice, and not only do they need to be walking the aisle to get that diploma, they need to be walking that aisle to get right with the Lord. I like that. All right, Larry, appreciate that call. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an urgent crime bulletin to share with you.
Keeping you updated on crimes sweeping across the Fruited Plain.
I ain't scared of no popo car, the popo car, the popo.
This is the Starnes APB.
Dateline, Nashville, Tennessee. Downtown, the dark and dirty streets of Music City. A guest at the Hilton Hotel was sleeping peacefully when suddenly he was awakened to discover the night manager sucking on his toe. Oh, this is really disgusting. Ben Dieter, I am just shocked and somewhat horrified by this news report.
Did you just say sucking on the guy's feet?
Yeah, no. Well, toes, yes. Apparently, he has a foot fetish, this night manager. David Patrick Neal. They always have the three name, right? They always include the middle name with the bad guys. David Patrick Neal, age 52, arrested. He was the hotel manager, and he snuck into the guy's hotel room, and he started licking the guy's feet.
What was this, a Motel 6?
It was the Hilton Hotel.
That'd be like the Peabody in Memphis.
It's downtown. By the way, the guy looks like a toe sucker. I've seen the mugshot, and you look at that guy, you see that guy walking down the street, and you're like, yeah, that guy probably sucks toes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hate to think what you think about me. I hope I don't look like that.
No, you don't look like a toe sucker.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. Jeez, Alou. Anyway, it turns out the guy has...
a foot fetish?
Worse. He's got a long rap sheet. Manslaughter convictions, spent time in prison. The victim, meanwhile, says he's suffering post-traumatic stress and can't go to sleep. I can't say I blame him. Oh, my goodness. Finger licking good, maybe. I don't know. Wow. Jeez, Alou, America. We'll be right back.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love
this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy to have you with us today, and I hope that you are doing well. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Well, the situation at our southern border has gone from bad to worse, and it's going to be apocalyptic on Thursday. Title 42 is ending. Now we're hearing reports of up to 700,000 people expected to surge across the border, and it is insane. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from Georgia's 11th Congressional District. Congressman Barry Loudermilk joins us. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
I'm doing good, Todd. Hope you're doing well, too.
I am. The images, though, coming out of places like El Paso, where the city's already been overrun, Congressman, what are you hearing and what can the people in the border states expect come Thursday and Friday?
I think you described it well as apocalyptic. I mean, this is a national security crisis at this point. When you're talking over 5 million people coming across the border just during the time of this administration, that was it was an issue back then. It became a crisis. It is now a national security crisis with Title 42 ending Thursday. You're talking about 13,000 more people per day, and that's just what the administration is estimating. Now, they've had 2 years that they have been fighting to end Title 42. You would think they would have a plan more than just sending 1,500 National Guard troops to the border, not to help secure it, but to help process more through more rapidly. This is something that is totally it's unacceptable. They're not enforcing the laws that are on the book, and we have to do something. We have to do it now. But the people in those cities, the property owners down there, their lives are going to be at risk. There's no other way about it. I mean, it's not their livelihoods, it's their lives, because there are some extremely bad people that are coming across this border, besides the human trafficking and the drug trafficking that we're already seeing.
When you look at the tally, and we've heard upwards of 400,000 a month, that when you just go ahead and let's do a deep dive into those numbers, we're talking about millions and millions of people that are coming into this country illegally under the Biden administration, and those are the ones we actually know about. So my question is, what can we do?
Well, it's not only they're coming, they're being assisted by the Biden administration to make it easier for them to come in. Look, what needs to happen is what the House is going to do this week is we're going to pass legislation to basically turn back the hands of time back to the previous administration. We can control the border. You just have to have the willingness to do it. Continue to build the border wall, construct it again. That's a first step. Also enforce the laws that are already on the book. Reinstate things like the Mexico City policy. Get Border Patrol agents on the border and have them do their job, not just processing like some concierge just to get people in, but actually enforcing the law and turning people back. Don't let them loose into the United States. Take the families, take the individuals, put them on buses and send them back across the border. Arrest those that have criminal records and send them back to Mexican prisons. I mean, this is the type of thing. We have to have a heavy-handed approach to secure our nation because it's a national security crisis at this point.
You look at the Constitution, and there is an opportunity. There is a mechanism in place when a state has been invaded that the federal government has to come in and defend that state. And it looks to me that we are dealing with an invasion. It's been going on for quite some time now. And I'm wondering if the federal government can't step in, should the states have the right and have the authority to defend their own borders?
You know, it's to the point where we're going to have a serious conversation about that. And that's why I think it's important for us to recognize this as Congress as a national security crisis and equate to an invasion that's being assisted by the President of the United States. And this is the thing that this isn't just, oh, this is happening and we're not doing enough to stop it. This is the administration actively involved and engaged in assisting people to illegally enter into this nation. They are assisting the people to do this, and this is unacceptable by any term.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today, everybody, Congressman Barry Loudermilk from Georgia. Congressman, before we get to the debt ceiling meeting today, Mitch McConnell said something on CNN that just blew me away. He's talking about the possibility of screwing up 2024, saying there's a chance that the Republicans may not win back the Senate. What kind of a minority leader says something like that? I just don't get that.
I don't understand it at all. Look, America is so frustrated at this point. All we have to do is come out with a good conservative platform and plan of how we're going to turn the nation around. I mean, we're doing it right now with this, the debt ceiling. We finally stood up and said enough is enough, at least in the House. And now every senator is on board saying they support the House's stance that we have to do something to curb spending in this nation. And so I don't understand why he would take that approach. No, the approach should be, no, we have to win the Senate, and we're going to win the Senate. You know, people are looking for an over the horizon. What, you know, tell me what we can do good to fix this nation. Not saying, oh, oops, we may lose it again. I think he's lost touch with reality at this point.
What are you hearing about the meeting today with the president and Republican and Democrat leaders?
Well, not hearing too much other than, of course, the White House is saying all they want is a clean debt ceiling. Well, they're not going to get a clean debt ceiling. I think they need to realize this. As you're not going to get it through the Senate at this point. The best bet for the president to do is say, all right, listen, let's begin negotiations. Let's start talking about this. And look, this if we got anything, if we did any level of cut in spending, that would be the first time in the history of our nation when we've actually cut spending at the time of a debt ceiling. So anything would be beneficial to Americans. Now, the question is going to be, is it going to be enough for everyone to come on? But I think the president is going to have to step up and realize not only is the border a national security crisis, our debt is a national security crisis as well. Both of these are very critical to the future of our nation. So this is the time to get the politics, the partisan politics out of the way and say we've got to do what is right for Americans. And this is, I'm hearing this across the board back in Georgia. Do something about our spending. Just do something to reduce the size and the scope of government and let us fix our own problems. We're tired of the government thinking it can be nanny to everyone now, and then charging us to do it.
Now, Congressman, are you hearing any rumblings? Because, again, if Biden stands his ground here, the question is what happens next? And I just, again, we've seen how the Republicans have behaved in the past, which is why I'm asking this question. Will McCarthy go back with a plan B, or is he going to stand his ground as well?
So far, he's given the indications that we're gonna stand our ground, but the idea is to get him to the table. The fact that the president is meeting with McCarthy today and the other leaders, that is a step in the right direction. And quite frankly, even though Janet Yellen has said that we're looking at a June 1st date, the White House can control that. They don't have to spend all the money that the Democrats appropriated. Look, he can back off of his loan debt forgiveness, the student loan debt forgiveness program. That would extend the date that the debt ceiling hits. We can slow down some of the spending on Green New Deal. And look at all the COVID money that was appropriated. It's just sitting out there. You can deallocate some of that money, and it will extend the date back. So I think there are also there's some leeway there. I think the June 1st date was just a date to put political pressure or public pressure on Congress. But I think as it comes down, they can adjust that date to give some more time for negotiating.
All right. Well, Congressman, we are going to leave it there. Appreciate your good work.
Well, thank you, Todd. Appreciate your good work as well.
All right, Congressman Barry Loudermilk from Georgia. And that meeting today, it's going to be interesting to see what McCarthy does here. Because you have the House Freedom Caucus standing by, And keep in mind, if McCarthy goes back on his word, House Freedom Caucus members will step in and they will call to vacate the chair. And they are not afraid to do that. And so McCarthy is in between a rock and a hard place here. We'll see how all of that goes. All right, 844-747-8868 is our phone number. Now, yesterday I said some very inappropriate things about King Charles III, and I may or may not have suggested that there had been some inbreeding within the royal family down the line, may or may not have. So anyway, apparently our British correspondent, Paul Shanklin, received the following message. This was left for us on voicemail, and King Charles was apparently listening to the radio program yesterday and took great offense at what I had to say.
Now a message from His Majesty, Charles III, King of Great Britain.
Mr. Starnes, I take extreme umbrage to your comments about the monarchy in general and my mental capacity in particular. Do my years of struggle to save the planet and Mary Camilla mean nothing to you? How can you criticize me, and yet your station uses our precious natural resources to spread these same rumors instead of some worthwhile goal? Stop these vicious attacks about my mental state and find something useful to do. Oh, Camilla, be a dear and cut my crumpet for me.
Pardon?
Okay.
Yes. You know, as I was saying, stop these vicious attacks about my mental... and now, Camilla, if you would, chew it up and feed me like a baby bird.
Your crackers.
Oh, just like Diana.
Well, there you go. So my apologies, and maybe I possibly also said something about the orthodontics community there in the UK as well. So there we go. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Todd, I would have to say, if I woke up to somebody sucking on my toe, they'd be sucking on the barrel of my gun.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much, Mark. Oh, wow. That's a fascinating observation from Mark from the Villages in Florida, America's friendliest hometown, by the way, talking about that story out of Nashville where the manager of a high-end hotel, the Hilton downtown across from the Country Music Hall of Fame, broke into a guest room and commenced to slobber knock in the guy's big toe. Nobody wants to see that. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Michael in Louisiana has some advice for college grads. Hey, Michael, what you got for us?
Hey, God, how are you? Just everything good, I hope.
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Great. It's a lovely day here in northern Louisiana, about 80 degrees. God, I raised three boys, 37, 31, and now 28. And the best advice I give my boys was, I was in industrial construction business 25 years. I said, your reputation is your best calling card. And when you shake hands with a man, I always look him in the eye, give him a firm handshake. And I always remember, boys, Kroger says there is no Safeway.
Well, there you go, Michael. That's some good advice there. And how have your boys been doing?
They're all real good. My oldest boy's in the construction business. My youngest boy's an industrial welder. And the other boy's an accountant, believe it or not.
Well, that's fantastic. I guarantee you the welder's probably bringing in some good dollars, good paychecks.
It's a lot of money for a young boy.
That's great. That is fantastic. Michael, what part of Louisiana?
Just south of Shreveport, down around the Mansfield area.
All right. Good area. Good area. We got a lot of listeners in Louisiana. Michael, appreciate you calling in, and congratulations on raising three fine young men.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
All right. God bless you. Good guy right there. Good advice. So I want to talk about this shooter out in Allen, Texas. It's interesting because the guy's clearly Mexican, and yet the mainstream media is calling him a white supremacist. As a matter of fact, we have some audio from Anna Navarro, who is one of the squawking magpies on The View. And Anna Navarro says that Hispanic people can be white supremacists, and so can black people. Take a listen.
You have to remember that the head of the Proud Boys, his name is Enrique Tarrio. The Proud Boys is a white nationalist group. Look, being Hispanic or being black does not, or being anything, does not make you immune from being racist, from being radicalized, from being a white supremacist, from being evil, from being homicidal. And we are seeing it over and over again. There are people, you know, they don't see themselves as what they are.
She clearly doesn't see herself for what she is, a racist lunatic. So when we learned who this guy was, we discovered right away a clue that the mainstream media was not going to go big with the story. I just think about this. This story has pretty much all but disappeared from the news cycle, right? And the reason why is it really did not fit the narrative that, oh, this is a white guy, right? That's what they're waiting to see. The same situation down in Brownsville, Texas, where you had the Hispanic dude run over all the poor illegal aliens that were sitting outside that Catholic Charities at the bus stop. And by the way, more people were killed by a vehicle that day than an actual gun. But that's neither here nor there. The point is, these stories did not fit the narrative. I want to give you an example. Over the weekend, terrible, terrible story in Memphis, Tennessee, where a staff member of a Methodist church, Christ Church, was outside of his home and was working with his tools or putting the tools in the vehicle in the driveway right around 6 in the morning. And all of a sudden, he gets jumped by two thugs. And they literally beat this man to death. They beat this man to death. Apparently, they clocked him upside the head with a gun. The gun goes off. The paramedics were summoned. They did CPR all the way to the hospital, and he died yesterday. People are devastated here. But, you know, this story is not making the front page of any of the newspapers. And you want to know why? And you hate to say this, but it's true. Because he's an old white guy. And our lives don't matter. Seriously, our lives, according to society, we don't matter. We don't. We have all these big preachers of the big churches. They're not condemning this. They're not marching in the streets. You got all the activists out there, NAACP. They don't give a damn because he's an old white guy. They don't care. Media, they don't care. City Hall, yeah, they don't care either. By the way, the suspects got away in a gold-colored vehicle. So you can, well, anyway, you know where, well, I'm not going to go there. I'm just saying some lives don't matter. And that's a shame in this country. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back. I've got a big bag of Orville Redenbacher. I got the Baptist Martini ready to go. It's going to be a fun night watching this big town hall coming up on CNN. President Trump, and look, I don't know. I really don't know what the issue here is, whether or not he's trying to stick it to Fox News. I don't care. I want to see my president on CNN taking on the anchors and taking on what I suspect will be some hostile people in that crowd. And I think the president is going to be in rare form on Thursday night. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always great to have our friend Laura Trump hanging out with us. Laura, are you excited? Are you looking forward to Thursday?
Well, I think I got my popcorn ready too. Who doesn't? I think you're right. This is going to be a very interesting event to watch play out. But look, Donald Trump has never shied away from anything. We know that he's always the first one to, or was, you know, back when we had a president who talked to the press, to walk out as he was on the way to Marine One, take all the questions from all the different reporters there, wasn't scared to answer anything, and he can handle all of it. So I think it will be really interesting to watch, and I'm ready to tune in. Let's go.
What do you say to the Trump supporters out there? And they're concerned. They're like, well, we don't think he needs to be going on CNN. I say go where whoever invites you, go. I mean, I think the president is confident enough in his positions and where he stands to take on anybody.
Well, he is. I think you're exactly right. And you also have to remember, in order to win a presidential election, you need to win independents. And while CNN has historically low ratings, we know compared to most other cable outlets, they're doing pretty poorly these days. There are still some people who I assume consider themselves independents who watch CNN, and you have to be willing to reach out to those audiences and say, hey, here is actually what I did as president. Here are my positions on things. Here's how I'm going to make life better and turn this country around, because we can't keep going in the direction, obviously, we're headed in right now, because it spells disaster for the country. So I give him a lot of credit. And to anyone who's upset that he's going on CNN, we need those people to come vote for Donald Trump, too, in 2024 so that we can take our country back.
I'm going to predict here. I think CNN is going to be more fair and balanced with President Trump than Fox News would have been.
Well, it's interesting. I think CNN realized that something they were doing wasn't working. They have eliminated quite a few people at the network. And they're, it seems like, maybe trying to turn things around and invite a broader audience perhaps in. The only problem I think that Fox has oftentimes when they host these events is they think they're very aware. People know where they stand. And I think maybe they try to kind of play both sides of the aisle and make it, you know, less obvious that they're a right-leaning organization. But this day and age, you know, all bets are sort of off. It's been an interesting time. A little bit of a crazy time in the media sphere. So perhaps you're right, but we'll see what CNN has. I hope they give him a very fair town hall. I hope they cover all the issues. And really, honestly, Todd, mostly I hope that they talk about things that are important to people, because we know that they like to get out, you know, in the weeds with some of the issues, so to speak, on the left, and things that really are not applicable to everyday Americans' lives. Like our economy, like inflation, like gas prices that are so high, like our standing on the world stage. That's what I think people want to hear about. Our southern border. How do we keep this country safe? How do we get it back to the America we had 2.5 years ago?
Well said. And those are questions I think the average American's looking forward to hearing answers to. And by the way, folks, Wednesday. So the popcorn on Wednesday, you can drink champagne on Thursday after it's all over with, because I think it's going to be a great, great night for President Trump and really for America, Laura, as he tackles, I suspect, the big issues that people want to hear about.
Yeah. And you know what else? I think it'll be very refreshing for people to see someone who actually can string coherent sentences together. You know, sadly, we are left with a president right now, Joe Biden, who really does not make you feel very confident as an American that he has all his faculties about him, that he's operating on all cylinders, and that he's doing his best for this country. And I mean, all you have to do is take a look around at as to how poorly things are going for so many people to know that it is negatively impacting this country. So I think for people who like to, you know, make Donald Trump out to be some sort of a monster, to see him there, to actually hear the way he articulates the point, and to know with full confidence that he is firing on all cylinders, that despite, you know, his age that is close to Joe Biden, although Joe Biden may be 80, he doesn't seem a day under 125, you know, it'll, I think, really show the difference between these two men and why Donald Trump obviously has what is necessary to run this country.
And to your point, Laura, President Biden yesterday, he was talking to a gathering of Asian Americans involved in the entertainment industry, fashion. Let's see how that went. Cut number 8.
I honored a group of trailblazing artists with National Medals of Arts and Humanities. The group included groundbreaking Asian Americans like Vera Wang, And Joan Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga Kawawa. I think I pronounced it correctly. She can call me Joe Biden.
Ding dong, ding dong, he's don't go.
Oh my, Laura. Again, this is the president of the United States, and to your point, and I think this is why when you look at the polling data, people are saying, what the heck? There's no way this guy 5-6 years can remain in office. No way.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely not. I mean, we'll be lucky if we have any semblance of a country left. You know, by the election day in 2024, it can't come soon enough. Just how sad that what we just heard there. I mean, it was painful, quite frankly, to listen to, Todd. That would be disappointing, you know, to have as maybe just, I don't know, like an eighth grade science teacher or something, let alone the guy who is supposed to be our commander in chief, supposed to be the tip of the spear, supposed to be, you know, running this country and the leader of the free world. How depressing is that, what we just heard there? So sad and really so dangerous for this country, because while we like to kind of poke fun at Joe Biden, and it's very easy to do when he does things like that, it is dangerous because we need to exude strength as the United States of America. We are the leaders of the free world. We are the superpower of the world, and everyone looks to us. And when we have a weak, incoherent leader who clearly is not, you know, up to snuff when it comes to running this country, it really does put us in a precarious position. And because of that, the rest of the world. So it's so sad to see. And gosh, I just hope we have something left come 2024.
Well, you know, it's interesting, this polling data. There's another survey out saying that Biden is losing ground quickly among Black Americans. And we saw historic gains among Hispanic and Black voters when President Trump was out on that campaign trail.
Well, that's right. Well, and I think the American people can only have the wool pulled over their eyes for so long. And at a certain point, people say, wait a minute, why am I literally doing the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results? And you have so many people around this country who have been staunch Democrat voters their entire lives, perhaps for generations. And you point out, you know, a lot of minority groups that have always voted Democrat. And they say, well, these people aren't doing anything to help me. In fact, my life has actually gotten harder as a result of their policies and as a result of them, you know, having control of the White House, having control, at least right now, of the United States Senate. And so I think people are starting to get it. They're starting to wake up. You know, whenever you see all of the information come out, especially that we now know, thanks to Elon Musk taking over Twitter, that was hidden from us as a country, all of the censorship that has gone into entities like Twitter, and you think about all the social media as a whole, people start to question a lot. And when they take a step back and they look at what actually happened to their lives with Donald Trump as president, whether or not they even voted for him had no bearing on it. Donald Trump went out of his way to make sure that every American had their shot at the American dream. I think people realize that. I think they get it. And they look at the Democrats and they say, these people are actually taking our country and my life in the wrong direction. And once you wake up and see it, Todd, you can never go back. You can't unsee it. And I think it's happening day after day here in America. And God bless people for waking up and seeing it. We need it quicker now than ever. That's for sure.
Well said. All right, Laura, we're going to leave it there. Always good hearing from you.
Thanks a lot. Great to be with you.
All right. Laura Trump, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. So there you have it. President Trump holding that town hall with CNN. Do you think it's a good idea? And what do you hope happens to her? What do you want to hear from President Trump? What is the number one issue on your mind going into 2024 and the elections? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, speaking of Newsmax, wow, they've got a terrific poll, and they want to know your opinion. Newsmax is polling Americans on Tucker Carlson. Do you want to see Tucker back on television? Newsmax believes in Tucker, and Newsmax believes in freedom of speech. Newsmax is the fastest-growing cable news channel. Millions of people are turning off Fox for Newsmax. It's very easy to vote in the Newsmax poll. All you have to do is give them a text message, and they will send you the poll. So text the word SKIP to 39747. That's going to get you the poll. It'll activate the poll. That's SKIP to 39747. And let Americans know that you want Tucker. Are you ready for this? You want Tucker on Newsmax. So let your voice be heard right now. If you want Tucker Carlson on Newsmax, text the word SKIP to 39747. That's skip to 39747. All right, a bizarre story out of Dayton, Ohio. Have you been to, do you go work out? Do you head to the gym? You got the Crunch Fitness, Planet Fitness. Which is the one? There's one they don't allow you to grunt. You know what I'm talking about? Where you got the guys in there and they're trying to deadlift, you know, 800 pounds. And they're like, I mean, you can't even hear yourself think. And so anyway, I don't know which one of those fitness centers, they actually banned grunting, which is not necessarily a bad thing. And so anyway, then you got the YMCA, or you got your church. The church has a family life center is what they call them. I'm going to get off on a tangent. I am going to get in so much trouble by what I'm about to ask here, but I'm just going to ask this question. Dadgummit. Dina, you should have stopped me. This is going to get me in trouble. So all of these churches that have the family life centers, and you know, a lot of them now have like the cafes or the coffee shops. And I think one church actually has a juice bar. They call it King of the Juice.
I know they're.
And it's, yeah, you got the orange the juice. Well, yeah, it's played. Freshly squeezed. So anyway, what happens? I'm just curious. And it's all like church ministry, right? So when you're squeezing the pulp-free juice, that's a form of ministry. And so
they call it hospitality.
Of course they do. So let's just say that you're a church member, all right? And all of this is tax-free. They don't have to pay a single penny of tax on all this, right? So let's just say you're the owner of a juice bar and you go to that church. So technically you're in competition, right, with the juice bar.
Correct.
Right? All right, I'm just and then you've got the and let's just say you go to the church and you own a gym. So would you not be, I mean, you're in competition with your church in the physical fitness ministry.
Once again, correct.
All right. But the church doesn't have to pay taxes.
Tax exempt.
But the civilians do. So if you're, even if you go to that church, you still have to pay your taxes.
There's a gym in a church. Did I hear that correctly?
Well, no, there are some churches that have gymnasiums and cafes and coffee shops and juice bars and bookstores, and they don't have to pay any taxes. That's tax exempt because that's ministry.
I think they think you can worship Jesus a little bit better with a cup of Joe in your hand.
Well, you got to do the, you know, Peter Pilates and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, look, I'm really just curious because, again, at what point, though, can a coffee shop owner say, you know what, if my church's coffee shop can be tax-free, why can't I?
Well, they need
is that
to
a
become,
fair question?
They
to
need
ask.
To become better friends than the other cafe owner did with the pastor. Maybe go to church more rather than just Easter Sunday and Christmas.
Somebody asked about the Christian CBD store called Holy Smoke. I don't think that's appropriate. I told him, I'm like, yeah, I'm not too sure about that.
Yeah. But someone could have like, you remember the wine and spirit stores?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You wouldn't because you're Baptist, but the rest of us might know those wine and spirit wine like places. You could in
theory. You mean liquor stores?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to make it sanctified.
All right.
You could put that in the church and then you just host communion right there.
Oh, all right. So hit me again, preacher.
Yes,
so you
sir.
Get a double or something. No, I can't do that. No, that's inappropriate. You can't do that. Anyway, I just thought that's interesting. I mean,
very interesting.
It's sort of like the attitude I have with NPR, National Public Welfare Radio, is they don't have to pay any taxes. They get money from our government, and they're technically in competition with me. And when I say competition, I mean, you know, if droning on and on and on about nothing is competition.
And they're not competition.
No, it's not.
No one listens.
So anyway, I'm on a tangent that is going to get me in trouble. So I'm getting off of this tangent and getting back to the YMCA. So here's the story. A guy by the name of Rachel Glines, he's a dude who identifies as a chick. He was charged with three counts of public indecency. He was accused of hanging out in the women's locker room at the YMCA butt naked. And the guy weighs 350 pounds. And probably, I don't know, stands about maybe 5'6 or 5'7.
So we're talking about a sumo.
Remember the song we used to sing in Vacation Bible School, Deep and Wide? So this guy, there have been a lot of people complaining, like ladies and little girls are complaining because they're in there trying to change. And this guy is, you know, wandering around and like a weeble, they wobble and the guy. So they're saying it was indecent. And so but it turns out the judge threw the case out. Because the argument from the defense was that this guy is so fat that even though he was wandering around buck naked, his fat rolls actually covered up the private parts. I am not making this up.
You have lost us in here.
So he was found not guilty of exposing himself thanks to the fat rolls.
Well, I guess in theory he didn't expose himself.
He's a biggin. I mean, a biggin.
Fat Albert.
So, anyway, local church leaders are appalled by this, and they're saying, well, this is crazy. Parents are... So all that to say, if I were you, I'd cancel the YMCA membership and go get a membership at your local church exercise place. That's... Well, grab a cup of coffee while you're there. Have it. It's all tax-free, right? All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you know, it's prom season. Did you know that, ladies and gentlemen? Just the other day, I was driving by the Whataburger. We finally have a Whataburger here in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee. And it was late in the evening. I had a little bit of work to do and driving by the Whataburger. And I see all these young people in the tuxedos and the dresses. And I'm what are you guys doing? And it was prom. And the guys were taking the prom dates to the Whataburger, which I thought was a pretty brilliant idea, right? I mean, back when I was growing up, you had to scrimp and save. And if you're going to take your prom date out, you had to really save up money so you could take her to the Bonanza or the Ryan Steakhouse where you got the all-you-can-eat steak buffet. I mean, that's good eating right there, right? So anyway, the children at Centerburg High School, in big trouble. There was a prom song that has created a bit of controversy. And the prom song is by a group called Beat King. I'm not familiar. It's not in my playlist in the iTunes. Dylan, do not look it up. That's all I can tell you. Don't look it up. So, Ben Dieter, you're of a certain age. And I have to wonder, back when you guys had your prom, did they have, I don't know, some sort of like a DJ? And did the DJ play music? And if so, did they bleep out all the bad language, all the bad words?
I think they called it like kid bops.
Kid bops?
Yeah, they played all the fun pop songs. Like, we're talking Taylor Swift and Hannah Montana. I think she's Lord. Transitioned into Miley Cyrus.
Is she a man now?
No, she's just embraced
a
different...
She got a mullet?
Well, she does. But they just bleeped out all those songs. So you were still singing them, and hopefully... You also self-censored.
Do you think Billy Ray really regrets the decision to give birth? Well, not, you know, him, but his wife, you know, to procreate. I mean, once you do the deed, you know, the baby's coming, so you can't do anything. But do you wonder?
Can you blame him, Todd? Can you predict that your daughter will end up half naked, actually fully naked on a wrecking ball one day?
It's not the proudest moment in the Cyrus household, I just have to imagine.
No.
So anyway, Dieter, there's this high school, and they had the DJ. And this is Centerburg High School. And they start playing this song called Then Leave. And the opening lyric, which is actually the only clean lyric I can actually recite on the radio, why your face so ugly?
Oh.
That, and it goes downhill from there. Like club god say, throw that blank, poke it out. I ain't gay, but I'll let a can't say that word, can't say that word either. Yeah, bad blank, and my blanks too. Take all these inward monies, what we finsta do. Oh, we finsta, fidna. Fidna?
Yeah.
What do you fidna do? Then leave, get that bread, get that blank, then leave. Then leave blank, then leave, get that bread, get that blank, then leave. Peace out.
Wow. Well done, Todd. Kind of sound like a gangster.
Well, call me Toddzilla.
Yes.
Anyway, no, that's actually Club Godzilla. Is that? I don't know. I'm not a member, so I don't know.
They played this at the high school prom.
At the high school prom. So, as you can imagine, some of the church ladies that were just hovering around the punch bowl to make sure nobody put in a little something-something were a little offended by that. And I would say, by the second lyric, I'm going to guess. And it created all sorts of controversy. Also, they named a woman or a girl at the school prom king. So many parents showed up at the school board meeting because, you know, they're really upset about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
They wanted hymns played or something. I don't know. They, but they were like, why can't we play some Lawrence Welk music for the children? So anyway, according to the local reporting, this is knoxpages.com, many parents who spoke out questioned why and how the song was played. Others had questions pertaining to the prom king and gender identity. And I suspect they had more issues with the fact that the prom king was a girl.
So there were essentially two prom queens.
Mm-hmm.
Just one identifying as king.
That is correct. Yeah. That's correct. One parent said, I just want to know what the direction of the school is going to be, having a kindergartner. Oh, gosh. Hate to see what they're playing at that prom. I mean, I'm all for everybody being whatever we want to be and do whatever we want to do, but inside these walls, we have to draw lines, said one parent. Sandra Bright came to the defense of the prom king at Kingette.
No. Call is him that a queen.
Queenette? Well, no. Well, I don't want to confuse the king with the queen. So the kingette, the lady king. It's kind of like when you have the, you know, in high school, you had the cougars. Those were the guys. And then you had either the lady cougars or the cougarettes.
Yeah, I never knew they called guys cougars. I just thought those were the moms out in the suburbs.
When I have a story about that I can't share on the radio. So when I was in high school, we had the rebels and then the ladies were the rebelettes. And every time they scored a touchdown, they fired off a cannon. Honest to goodness. The band played Dixie. That was a long time ago.
Oh my. Up here. Canceled.
And the marching band dressed in Confederate gray uniforms. I think I may have gone to a school with the militia. I don't know. I'm having some second thoughts about all of that. Anyway, the superintendent was somewhat horrified because clearly parents are really upset about this because they didn't want their kids poking, well, that into, well, anyway.
Todd.
I'm just reading the lyrics here.
Oh, my.
Superintendent Ryan Galwitz explained to the audience how the song was played at prom. He said they've been using an alumni to be the DJ. For prom and homecoming, they're trying to keep it local. Just trying to keep it local. You know, got to support those small local businesses. He said, we would send an email request that all the music has to be the clean version. And in all fairness to the DJ, that may have been the clean version. I'm just saying. But he says the DJ will no longer be used and all music will have to be approved ahead of time.
Well, that's good.
I'm thinking a lot of Karen Carpenter, maybe a few Bee Gees.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe throw in some Earth, Wind, and Fire and some Chicago. And you're safe. You'll be good. Anyway, Gallwitz says that they had no choice but to allow the girl to run as prom king. He said that according to state rules and regulations for non-discriminatory practices, they have no choice. Their hands are tied. So therefore they have to, so you know what? They're going to have to ban Club God and Club Godzilla. And by the way, you can't be tricking. That's from the lyrics too. I will say this. I will have to read the second verse. This is fascinating. Hey, Club Godzilla, I ain't tricking. I'm just, can't say that word or that word, down. Head down, oh, can't say that. Oh, can't say that. Definitely can't say that. She a freak hoe.
Oh, wow.
Oh, can I say that? I don't think I can say that.
Someone check the FCC license.
Can we get the attorneys on the line? And I definitely can't say anything else. And this is a terrible song. Who thought this was a good idea to play this song at prom?
Who let it play? I mean, clearly the second verse went out over the air. I mean,
the only solution is to send the children to church right now.
Yeah.
Get the church choir out and let them sing hymns and songs.
I can throw down to Great Is Thy Faith. I mean, it's a hymn.
Oh, don't throw down to that. Maybe Bring It in the Sheaves or Love Lifted Me. But yeah. Not that. Come wow. on, man. Come yeah. on. Sweet mercy.
Our producer's in here, Dylan, looking at these lyrics, and his face is red.
It's right. I think a Methodist wrote it. I really do. One of those liberals. We got to take a break. 844-747-8868. We're going to go to Jim in Gainesville when we come back. He's got a solution for the border crisis. I'm just telling you, folks, you got to pay attention. What's happening at your public school? Go to church, children. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Jim in Gainesville, Georgia has a solution for the border crisis. Jim, I am all ears.
Hey, Todd, boy, it's great to hear your voice. I listen to you every day, every chance I get. And I've been wanting to call in for several weeks now just to share this with everyone who wants to listen. And I'm a born-again Christian. I try to live by Christian values. Try to love my neighbor and my enemies. Sometimes it's hard, but are you sitting down for this one?
I'm sitting down, Jim. Do you need to get that other? It sounds like somebody's trying to call you on the other line. Do you need to get that?
No, we're good to go.
All right.
But my idea is somebody in our country needs, I let Mr. Trump be a special ambassador to Mexico, go negotiate with the Mexican government, and offer them statehood.
As in the state of Mexico, 51st state.
State of Mexico, yes, sir. That'll eliminate a lot of our labor problems, our economy. We can move a lot of our economy in that area. They wouldn't be flooding our country. They'd be in their country, in our country. The drugs... We put the drug people on the cartel down there and flush them down the commode, get rid of them, and eliminate that coming across in our country. There's a lot of tough transitions going on if you do that, but I'd say make them fit number 51.
Well, might have to double flush, but I kind of like that idea. You know, it's interesting. There are probably more English-speaking people down there than there are in, I would say, Spanish Harlem in New York City.
Really? Well, I've never been there. I know people that have been there and glad they got out of there. But
yes.
We love our neighbors like we should. You know, we go an extra mile to make this happen. I don't know how to do it. I'm just a regular old guy. But I think we could come up with somebody that can make that happen. And I think it'd be Mr. Trump.
Jim, we are going to pose your question to the people of the audience and see what they have to say. I haven't heard that one before. I'm going to be honest, haven't heard that one before. But making Mexico the 51st state, ladies and gentlemen, what say you? Jim says that's the idea. Make Trump a special ambassador. work out the details. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Well, there you go. Interesting police news from the state of Kansas, Franklin County, Kansas. A Franklin County deputy made an interesting traffic stop last week. He was alerted to a possible drunk driver on Interstate 35. Deputies located the car and pulled it over. And when the guy stepped out of the car for his sobriety test, he was wearing a Bud Light costume. So he was literally dressed up like a can of beer. Now, I have a question for you. What's worse, drunk driving or wearing a Bud Light outfit? And in light of where we are right now in the culture, I just throw that out there. So there we go. All right, interesting survey from Welch's. Is this the grapefruit people or the grape juice people?
Yes, who knew they had a full research facility? They don't just squish grapes. They also study the world.
They make great strawberry jam. I love the strawberry jam. All right, here we go. According to Welch's, they have done a survey, and they have determined that moms work the equivalent of 2.5 full-time jobs. Is this true? Who did they survey? Moms?
A lot of moms.
Clearly they did.
2,000 American mothers.
That's a lot of mothers.
A lot of mothers. That's a lot of tired mothers.
All right. So according to the Welch's
grape juice study.
But this is also the jam people. They're the jelly and jam people.
Incredible.
Yeah, I love these people. They have a great product. Anyway, clearly they're wanting moms to buy more of it, according to this survey. So the study conducted by Welch's found working moms clock an average of 98 hours a week. That's about the same as working 2.5 full-time jobs. So they interviewed, as you said, 2,000 American moms that have children between the ages of 5 and 12 years old. They say that the average mom clocks in at 6:23 a.m. in the morning and clocks out at 8:31 at night. Okay, but can I just ask a question here? Is there a break for, like, lunch and the soap operas and The Price is Right?
Nope. That happens after they go to bed.
So they work straight through, no breaks.
That's what these moms are saying.
4 in 10 moms surveyed said the week felt like a never-ending series of tasks to complete. Remember when that scene in Star Wars when Luke Skywalker was asking Yoda all the questions and then Yoda just dies? I think that's how moms must feel sometimes. Right? When the kids are just asking question after
question. Get this. Guess how much these women are making with these long shifts?
I don't know, $250,000?
No. According to the study by Welch's, it's zero. That's why the moms are upset.
Technically, that's slave labor. That's slavery, man.
And there's people out there that say, moms that stay at home don't work. That's not a true woman. Oh, please. I argue that actually staying home and raising your babies, that's more of a job.
It's harder. So, by the way, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, 70% of moms with kids under 18 participate in the workforce. So they're not only working at home, but they're going outside the home to work. Also, they talk about lifesavers. So moms have to have lifesavers. They talk about wet wipes, tablets, drive-through meals. Welcome to Chick-fil-A. And kids' TV shows. So you plop the kids down, let them watch Scooby-Doo, Hong Kong Phooey, Price is Right. Get a little game of Plinko going.
I think the cheat sheet for these moms are now you can just stuff the phone over. Give them a movie to watch.
Okay, so I'm going to ask the ladies of the audience here, do you buy into this Welch's survey that you, if you are a stay-at-home mom, you are working the equivalent of 2.5 full-time jobs? I'd say 3, honestly. I mean, you know, if you've got 3 or if you've got 2 kids, that's tough enough. But if you've got more than 3, 4 kids, man, that's insane. 844-747-8868. What do you buy this study from Welch's the jelly people, they say you moms are working the equivalent of 2.5 full-time jobs. 844-747-8868. You know, you gotta love moms. That's why Mother's Day is so important. You know, you got to get your mom something really nice. So, Dieter, you got your mom something nice?
I'm working on it.
All right. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Keep me posted. If you need any ideas, happy to offer some suggestions.
Give her some jam from Welch's.
Get a case. Maybe the fruit roll-ups. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. A lot going on. We're waiting to hear about that meeting between President Biden and members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats. So we'll keep you updated on that story once we hear anything. Riley Gaines is back in the news. She is the NCAA swimming champ, the swimmer. She tied with Leah Thomas, the man who thinks he's a woman. And she has since become a staunch advocate for biological women in sports. And I really think moving forward, we're just going to call it like it is. There's really no need to say biological women. You're a woman, you're a girl, or you're not. I mean, it really is that simple. So Riley Gaines is now suggesting that the only course of action is to start boycotting women's sports. And this is because the Biden administration is now proposing a change to Title IX. And that change would ban anyone from stopping a transgender person from playing in women's sports or men's sports. So, in essence, this is going to neutralize Title IX, which the whole point of Title IX was to protect women and to give women a platform, an equal platform to participate in sports. And that's the whole point of all of this. And so Riley Gaines is now saying it is time for women and men to stand up and take a knee, to just stop. And, you know, I think this is an actually brilliant idea, because at the end of the day, if you are a woman and you're competing against a man, there's a pretty good chance you are going to lose. So what's the point of competing? And I'm telling you, these transgender folks are mean, nasty people. And so are their supporters. There's this actress, Charlize Theron. Is it Theron? 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 She's a terrorist. No, seriously. Take a listen to what she said. Cut 14.
With my friends. Yes. We love you, queen.
We love you, queen.
We're in your corner, and we've got you, and I will fuck anybody up who is, like, trying to fuck with anything with you guys. It's really, in all seriousness, there's so many things that are hurting and really killing our kids, and we all know what I'm talking about right now, and it ain't no drag queen, because if you've ever seen a drag queen lip sync for her life,
yep,
it only makes you happier, it only makes you love more, it makes you a better person. If I could do a death drop right now, I would, but I would probably like break my hip. But and I, ask everybody out there, please support all the great organizations that are out there helping all of this nonsense going away like it should. All of these incredibly stupid policies. Bye.
Bye.
No more room for hate. Only love, and love equals drag queen.
Drag queen.
Oh, you look fabulous. Oh, you look fabulous, Charlie. You look fabulous. Oh, for heaven's sakes. So anyway, she's at, by the way, I think the transgender terrorist who shot at the Nashville school said the exact same thing, threatening to blank you up. These people need help. They need psychological help. That's what they need. They don't need a platform on TikTok. They need psychological help, and they need to get it. But anyway, you've got the drag queens now, and there is a massive push to not only normalize this sort of behavior, but to actually embrace it. And there was a time not too long ago when drag was literally a guy dressing up like a woman and ha-ha for the laughs. But now it's become this whole thing. They're going to have add another letter to the alphabet activists and their supporters. So I'm curious, though, what you think about Riley Gaines. She says it's time for girls, it's time for ladies to start boycotting these sporting events. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Meanwhile, Claire McCaskill, the former Democrat from, where is she from, McCaskill? Missouri? Yeah, Missouri. She says Jesus would just be shocked at what the country is doing these days. Cut number six.
You know, it's interesting. One of my grandchildren had his first communion over the weekend, and I listened to the homily at that service, and I was reminded about what a peaceful man Jesus was. And I listened to that elected representative, and they always want to say, oh, well, let's not make it political after there's a slaughter of innocents. But this is, in its essence, political. And I will tell you this. I believe very firmly that Jesus would be shocked at what our country is allowing to happen. There is no way that he would embrace everyone walking around with weapons of war. And we haven't mentioned this yet, but on that man who slaughtered those people, on his clothing that day, was a patch that said RWDS. And that stands for Right Wing Death Squad. And you know who else wears those patches? Proud Boys. And you know who told the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by? In energizing them in a way that they never dreamed possible by the President of the United States. This is political, and this issue deserves to be the most important issue on the ballot going forward. Channel that anger, channel that grief, channel it in a way that we can say to governors like we have in Missouri and Texas that we do want something different than the slaughter of innocents on the streets of America. We are now famous for it. Texas may be the most famous, but there's a lot of states that are going to be coming up right up behind them because this is going to keep going on until we do something.
Oh, Claire. Claire, 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 Claire. Claire, 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 Claire. You know, our Lord is a peaceful man, but sometimes you wonder, did our Lord ever just want to punch somebody? Just want to throw that out there. I'm not a theologian. I may be off base here, but I'm just asking the question. That's all. We're about questions and answers here on the Todd Stearns radio program. So first of all, and there's a lot to unravel here, and Claire is standing up for the transgender community, also condemning all of you people who are law-abiding gun owners. First of all, the AR-15 is not a weapon of war. It is not a weapon used by the military, Claire. So, again, it's one thing for Claire to be a woman. I get that. But there's no excuse for her not to be informed about her opinion. And this is why we love conservative women. Not only are they brilliant, not only are they incredibly smart, and not only are they incredibly tough and patriotic, but they come to the table armed with facts, actual facts. Claire McCaskill is a Democrat. What are you going to do? By the way, they're not going to tell this to you on the national media, but the gunman in Allen, Texas, the Mexican, turns out that he had actually posted social media affirmations for the transgender terrorist in Nashville. And you're not going to hear that on CBS or CNN. And the reason why is it flies in the face of the narrative that this was some sort of a clearly messed up human being. But when you're trying to convince the nation that the Mexican is, in fact, really secretly, quietly a white person, get out of here. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Come on, talk to me, America. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Looking forward to that big town hall tomorrow night. Can't wait to see Trump going. It's sort of like the heavyweight championship, right? Well, not really. I mean, the heavyweight's going against a welterweight, talking about CNN. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Murph in Germantown, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hey, Murph, what's going on?
Dr. Starnes, have a couple of commentaries regarding your last segment.
I'm all ears.
The former senator from the state of Missouri, Ms. McCaskill, was in office for 6 years. North St. Louis and North St. Louis County was a shooting gallery, and I don't recall ever hearing a perp out of her. And it's still a battle zone. Second commentary. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, the people's representative, the people's house, is meeting with the chief executive today. According to John Adams, is not the legislature the voice of the people? Why is there any discussion about this debt limit and spending if the legislature has something to put forth that the citizens of this country have endorsed? Third commentary. Years ago, Equitable Financial Companies did a study on the value of a stay-at-home mother. Now, this is 30 to 35 years ago. It was worth a minimum of $180,000 in time, money, and work spent. That's three ideas. Now, I have a question for your listeners. Would anybody out there like to estimate, according to the Wall Street Journal, what percent of the population of the United States of America is employed at the minimum wage?
Murph.
Second question.
Yeah, yes. Go ahead. I'm all ears. Go ahead.
Second question. For those people in the United States of America that are employed at the minimum wage, where does that put those American laborers in the world income distribution stack? Any idea?
Murph, I'm not going to take a stab at that, but give us the lowdown.
According to an article in the Wall Street Journal last week, in the United States of America, less than 2% of employees work at the minimum wage. And according to the Wall Street Journal's article, if you earn the minimum wage in the United States of America, you are 85% ahead of the rest of the entire world. So it's kind of hard to understand people putting the bad mouth, people putting the poor mouth on representative self-government and the Constitution of this country. Hard to understand, old buddy.
Well, you know, Murph, as bad as it may be for some people, they are so far ahead of the rest of the world when it comes to their living conditions. And you're right. I mean, they may not be multi-bazillionaires, but they are compared to some of these people in these third world countries.
We studied an article in the Wall Street Journal years ago in Mr. Appling's government class. It was a three-column, you know, right out of the Wall Street Journal. The United States of America has the world's richest poor people.
I love it. I love it.
Yep.
All right, Murph, you take good care of yourself.
Keep them moving.
All right, we'll do our best. Thanks, Murph. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Fox Los Angeles, KTLA, reporting that thousands of illegals are waiting until Title 42 ends. So a lot of people that would have already crossed over, they're holding them back so that once Title 42 ends, we're going to have to let them into the country. Cut 13.
Take a look at this stunning drone footage. This is video we shot in Reynosa, Mexico, showing one of the huge migrant camps that have popped up across the river with thousands of migrants inside of it waiting for Thursday, waiting until Title 42 drops, to cross over illegally. And this isn't even the only camp. Take a look at the second piece of video. Down by the river in Reynosa as well, another more unofficial camp of tents set up in trees, in shrubbery. You will find these migrant camps all along the Mexican border as these migrants continue to wait for Thursday before they plan to cross illegally into the United States. And Governor Greg Abbott doing what he can to try to stop it. He tweeted this video last night from right here in Brownsville showing layers of barbed wire they've set up in popular crossing areas. He says they plugged up this particular spot. He says he knows other spots are going to pop up as well, and he says they will block those with razor wire as well. And Harris, back out here live, multiple CBP sources tell me that last night a decision was made between Border Patrol and CBP leadership to authorize all Border Patrol sectors all along the southern border to begin mass street releases of migrants to city streets if NGOs no longer have capacity. So we can keep an eye out in the next few days for that. As I am told, as of this morning, there are more than 27,000 migrants in federal custody. That's the highest number I've ever seen.
Wow. It's so bad that they're literally just letting they have no place to put the illegals down. They're just letting them out on the streets once they cross over. I mean, it really is that bad. And Title 42 has yet to, it has yet to arrive. So that Title 42 ends on Thursday. By the way, we're getting some new intel. Kevin McCarthy is now ruling out the possibility of a short-term debt ceiling extension. Good for you. Good for you, sir. So that means that this is going to be a good old-fashioned Mexican standoff. That's what we're, are we allowed to say that? Yeah, we are. All right. Mexican standoff here. Let's go real quick to the phone lines. Dan in Louisiana wants to weigh in on President Biden's mental capacity. Hey, Dan, what you got for us?
Well, I was thinking, Todd, listening to your show earlier, that most of the people of our persuasion believe that Biden is incompetent and has some problems with his mental stability. Well, we also mostly believe that he's a puppet and that the puppet master is pulling his strings. Well, if that's true, and he's doing what the puppet master is telling him to do, then if he goes away or his party performs a coup on him, how can we believe that anything will change or get better? So as everybody has been thinking, we need to get somebody else in there that's not a Democrat.
Well, yes, I would agree with that. The question is, will it be Donald Trump? Will it be Ron DeSantis? Will it be someone else? Maybe someone that's not even thrown their name into the hat yet.
This is true. I think the people that we know are running, there are some good candidates out there.
There are. And then there are some in the far reaches, Dan. You kind of wonder, okay, Is Biden really bonkers? Has he lost his lunch? The front porch light's on, but nobody's home. Or is he pulling a Vincent Gigante? And if you remember your New York City mob history, Vincent Gigante was the guy who pretended to be insane to get out of going to prison. And he outfoxed everybody. So, I don't know. You got to think about it. A damn good call. Give us a holler back one of these days. No, I don't think he's faking it. I think his mind really has turned to porridge. I truly do. And it's a sad thing. Nobody wants to say that, but it's a sad thing. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. It's been a great day. Head over to ToddStearns.com after the show. Get yourself signed up for the podcast and the newsletter. Stay informed. And you folks out there, be good, America.
At Progressive, we know how much you love your recreational vehicles, so we decided to record this commercial in an RV.
With a family on vacation.
Mom, who are these people?
Oh, that's Flo and Jamie. They're recording a commercial, sweetie.
Don't they do that in the studio?
Oh, normally.
No.
But we wanted to feature a family who bundled their home and RV and saved with Progressive.
Yeah, it looks like you're all out of chips.
Okay, I think we'll just drop you off at the next gas station.
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.